the RapMinds Pembroke Partnership stand, and I'm talking to Eve, who works as a community development.
Yeah.
And then Richard is standing in the background stalking. So, but I was just talking to Eve about the Dublin 12 Men's Shed project, and he was telling me the difference between the Men's Shed product and the Men's Club. And so, Eve, do you want to talk a little bit more about it?
Yeah, I can explain if you want, kind of.
In
2010, there was kind of a report which was kind of published, which called Men's Living in Dublin 12. And rather than that having a kind of another report, you know, sitting in an attic or kind of used to cross the table, you know, with a bit kind of winking, there were four different kind of associations, groups who decided to work together and to do something. So they create what it's called the Dublin 12 Men's Development Group. And the four organizations are the Loreto Center, the Dublin 12 LDTF.
That's the Local Drugs Task Force.
Yes.
Yeah.
Walking Sound Brazil's Resource Center and RapMinds Pembroke Community Partnership, yeah. RPCP. And there is a steering committee which is meeting every now and then. And two projects are kind of are coming. One is a men's shed. And Dermot from WGRC is in charge of that.
And who's WRG? Oh, that's the Walking Sound Resource doing it.
And another one.
Community stuff is full of acronyms and letters.
Yeah. And the other one is the one I'm kind of piloting. It's called kind of HISI. It's Health Information and Support Initiative.
Right.
So that's one of the two projects of this Dublin 12 Men's Development Group.
Yeah.
And the idea is to have men from the community reaching at vulnerable men from the community and providing with information and support on men's and social related issues.
Yeah.
So
I'm part of the St. John Bosco Football Club, and we've great men there doing an awful lot of work on a voluntary basis, connecting with the teams, coaching, or just, you know, looking after the pitches and stuff.
Great.
But I know some of them could do with, you know, some support here.
But that's great. And why we're here today, what we've got at the moment,
we better just finish off here now for the minute.
Yes.
Winnie, the great, fantastic Dublin 12 health fair organiser, is having a quick chat. So I'll just pause it. Eve's just talking about the Health Information and Support Initiative, and he's saying, like, really, it is needed because men don't talk.
Yeah. I mean, yes, the idea is having men from the community kind of reaching at vulnerable men or men from the community. You know, those kind of people, those men who don't talk, they will never come to a forum like that. They will never kind of push the door of the HSC. They will never kind of get in check because they are shy, they are trained to not to talk, you know. But if they talk to one of their peers, you know, it's bloke to bloke, pal to pal, man to man. And we've got at the moment a group of 6-8 volunteers who are training. They have 2 days of training on kind of the social model of health, and at the moment they are training on kind of developing as a group.
So it's helping these people who are trained to reach out to someone who might need it.
Absolutely.
But doing it in a totally informal way and being where they are rather than going out to them as such as in...
Yeah, absolutely.
Or without them having to go somewhere.
My role is to be kind of, you know, the project and volunteer coordinator. But it's a pilot project. That's something actually never been done anywhere.
Brilliant, yeah.
And we don't know how we're going to reach. They don't know. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. And how are you measuring, like, the impact? Or it's hard, isn't it?
It's very hard because we don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, because you might talk to someone now, but you mightn't help them for a year later, as in...
But what we are, the idea is kind of the organization, you know, the Men's Development Group, is here to just to give kind of not necessarily direction, but kind of support to those volunteers.
Yeah.
But they will know, and together, actually, in 2 weeks' time, I'm meeting with the group to kind of develop an action plan.
All right.
And we'll start slowly, you know.
Yeah.
But they will
Small
know,
steps.
And we'll see where the needs are.
Yeah.
But basically, those men, they will be kind of able to reach. I mean, they can be report from people from the community.
Yeah.
You, Pauline, I'm sure you know so many people that you are going to feed us back.
I will.
Beneficiaries.
Now that I've met you face to face, I sure will.
And
pressure.
But
I think we're running out now. That is all
good.
For now. And it's great meeting you, Eve. Thank you very much.